Good, Clayton, how are you? Oh, you won't know yourself. Sleeping. Oh, yeah, pretty standard. Yep. Yeah, nothing really exciting to report. Good. Because that's what we do. Yeah, feel free to talk to other people about that. Yeah, it's only our third one, so we're still pretty new at the drinks catch up version of our events. But yeah, I had a good time. Yeah, it was good to see some agency folks, client side marketers, everybody's welcome. Yeah. I mean, I don't really have any thoughts on that. I think they've changed video format on Instagram several times. We had video, and then we had anything over a certain video length, which I can't remember off the top of my head right now, was an IGTV. And then IGTV went away, and then we had Reels, and now all the video will be Reels, which probably makes sense to have them all in the same place. Oh, yeah, I just mean newsfeed. Yeah, okay, stories will still have video. Yeah, I think it's probably going to be a good move. I mean, if video gets more and more important everywhere, it's probably best to keep it all together. So I have this now, do you? Okay. So they've created an extra news feed. So in my app, it's up the top where you choose between watch and marketplace and all of those other silly things that you never look at. So now the new news feed will show you content that you actually follow. So No, so home will still, the default feed will still be the one that it is now. And then if you change it's just people you follow and your friends and pages you follow. So it's all just stuff that you actually like opted into. And it's chronological. So you get to actually see your people in your news feed. No, that is the different one. I mean, I only like my pests to be in chronological order. Bring back chronological pests. I don't think it's really got anything to do with TikTok. I know people keep saying that, but like, I don't see how that's like going. People have been asking for a chronological feed of people and pages that they actually follow for years, ever since they stopped doing it and gave us the algorithmic news feed. So, this is to me, Facebook actually finally listening to what people asked for, and then they're free to make the home feed more for you pagey from TikTok if they want, because they've got this backup feed where people who say, oh, I don't see enough of my friends anymore, can go and have that need filled. So pressure's off. The friends and family one. Oh, I mean, probably not. Well, your grandma won't be able to figure out how to get there. So, I think the less digital savvy you are, the less likely you are to flick between feeds. So I don't think it's for them because they'd have to do it every time they open the app. You know, it's not just going to stay on the one that you use most often. It's going to default to the home feed. So you'd have to actually physically navigate away from that every time. And I don't see most people doing that. I mean, social media marketers will probably do it because we're used to pressing all the buttons. But look, I think a lot of people have Messenger, more people have Messenger installed than use the main Facebook app, for sure. Yeah, well, that makes sense because a feed's not a conversation. I mean, it's very hard to. Well, as marketers, we're always talking about how if you are talking to everyone, you're talking to no one. So if you're putting out a statement from your Facebook profile into your news feed, that has to be general enough for people to understand what you're talking about. Of course, people don't want to talk back to that. It's not for them. You know, that's not how you start a conversation. It's just like shouting into a room. Yeah. No, I didn't see this one. I saw a woman get given a bunch of flowers in a different one. But I haven't seen this one. Oh, $33. Why can't they pay for my $240 groceries? Oh my God. Well, he fled his country for his safety and now he's been doxxed. Far out. Yeah, I mean, violated his privacy for $33 worth of Coles groceries. Ouch. Yeah, that's... And there's probably already enough... Yeah, there's probably already enough stigma for an asylum seeker from Afghanistan. Oh. I mean, I don't disagree, but it's just we learn this stuff because we have to. When people are individual content creators and they're, you know, just living their best life or whatever, then how do they know, you know, how do they know that they can't just do whatever they want and feel it? They've been running around their life doing whatever they want. And all they're, to them, all they're doing is adding the evidence of it to the internet. So, yeah, I don't disagree with you, but how... They don't know. They're just people. They're not marketing people. Yeah, I like that, but they don't have to do it, do they? And then also, I don't know, like, people are going to do whatever they want. So you can give them the best guides and the best suggestions. And, you know, some people will take that on board and other people won't. So I don't know. I think it's just really important for people to remember their privilege. Yeah, okay. I guess if you've become a brand, then you need to be, compliant the same way brands are. Yeah, it just the there was one the one that came across my news feed was a an older lady was given a bunch of flowers by some TikTok creator, and then her post went viral and she just felt really embarrassed. And she's like, this guy assumed that because I'm older and I'm a woman that I would like strangers to give me flowers and that I'm lonely in some way. And it's like, I'm not. I didn't feel flattered. I wanted him to fuck off. So that's, it's checking your privilege. It's assuming that somebody needs you to cheer them up. It involves a lot of audacity to see someone sitting on their own and think, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go and make their life better and go viral on TikTok at the same time. They rebranded. So, Hootsuite is one of the probably oldest social media listening and management tools. It's not a personal favorite of mine, but it has been around forever. So they're pretty OG in the social media marketing world. Everybody would have heard of them or probably used them once, or at least considered using them for their social, especially listening. The listening is fairly good for a bit of a freebie tool because they'd have a free version. Well, they used to, at least. Maybe they don't anymore. It's been a while. But they have their brand mascot or their brand mark is an owl, obviously Hoot, and the owl's name's Owly, and he's had a makeover. A good makeover. Look, I think that there's a lot of movement from brands to go with something really bold. I hate the rebrand. No, I don't hate it, actually. That's not true. I hate the brand mark. The actual icon of the owl in red gives me very, very Angry Birds vibes. And I'm super not into that for them because I think it actually dilutes a little bit of like they're just some generic cartoon bird. It's not necessarily an owl anymore. And I quite liked the last version because that was very clearly an owl. The rest of the rebrand with the bold font and the colors, I'm actually totally fine with all of the rest of it. I just really don't like. And even that owl icon in black is actually fine. I just hate the little it, the head, the red just head with the oh, just we'll put a link in there so you can see what I'm talking about if you haven't seen it.
It's very Angry Birds. Oh. Yeah, it was just the Sword and the Stone. Yeah. I got your weird reference. Archimedes, a sword. Yeah. Yep. No, actually, I think it might have been said in a really flowery marketing way, and I always admire people who can do the flowery marketing speak because I'm just not capable of it. But I think the actual essence of it is bang on. Like, we've been around helping you get better at social media for 14 years. That's a really long time in this industry. So we're going to take that seniority and that you know, and we're going to say that it's leadership, whether it is or not. And we're going to say that we've been helping you, we've been helping guide you into our world. We're helping you, you know, this is our world and we're helping you. So I think that that's a really smart way of positioning a social media marketing tool. I think it's really clever. No, I don't know. I think joyful mentors was just a little bit too far. If they had have stopped at trusted partners, it would have been fine. Oh. It could be argued. It could be argued that a bunch of hooey from Hootsuite. Right. Look, I think, you know, championing the power of social for good is a really good way of a really interesting spin of we've been helping you get better at social and do better social listening. So, but that's how, like, if you take it away from the actual nuts and bolts of what they do, the listening and that, you know, which you don't need to mention because everybody knows, that's them helping social be good. By helping you being good at social. You know? Nah, Clayton's off it. Yeah, okay. Off the cuff PR translations. And before we move on from Hootsuite, they've also actually added support for TikTok now. So they're speaking to a new, they're speaking to an audience that some of these people have never needed social listening or social scheduling or anything like that before. A lot of people who aren't brands or weren't brands until now, you know, TikTok might be the first time they've ever even thought about using social media as a brand uses it. So it's probably really great timing and probably not a coincidence with the red and green. They're totally different reds and greens to TikTok's reds and greens, but probably not, you know. They managed to combine red and green without looking Christmassy, which I think is amazing. Yeah, I don't mind months around. Wherever you are and wherever we're in your ears is the place to go. I guess until I see how it works, I'm still a little bit like those, the list of things you just said all just sound like they're just, I don't know, they just sound theoretical. I can't picture how that will look. And I think how it works and how it looks will determine whether it's going to be successful, because if it's gross and clunky, it's actually going to turn people off the YouTube content. And I think we've seen with Instagram, look, obviously it's genius for content creators being able to sell merch and, you know, getting paid. Great. So from that point of view, it's awesome. I think we've seen from Instagram, whenever you, and Facebook to a smaller degree, whenever you tag a product, your reach absolutely tanks. So that makes me think, well, I wonder if that will be the same on YouTube, and where you have to sacrifice asking for the sell through the platform rather than through the content, means that it doesn't perform as well, and it's a real balancing act for creators in that way. Both. I think it's both. I think people, I think that the platform definitely, well, in my experience, seems to downrank anything that's like a full sales post. And also obviously because it wants you to spend money using like paid social to sell products. It doesn't really you know, it's not getting a cut if you're selling stuff on Instagram without you paying for it. So there's a bit of that. And I also think, yeah, people do tune out a little bit to like product posts. I think if it's UGC, it's a little bit different. But if a brand posts a product, unless you're like a super fan, you know, because you can only tag people or products. You can't do both. So if you're, you know, I don't know. I just think feel like you're better off if you have to tag one or the other. You're better off tagging people because they can interact with you. Yeah, we spoke about this. Oh, no, not that. We spoke about, I thought you were asking me about the ad supported model. No, I'm not. I guess I'm not following this as closely as you are. I just wait for you to update me. No. Oh, you're one of the million they lost. And why did you cancel? Was it because of the content or because of the ads or something else? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they'll watch anything. Have children's content. Yeah, totally. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah, it removes friction for the user, which is good. Yeah, I mean, it what it does is means that business owners can't ignore their socials, because they're, you know, I mean, we've been telling them they've been leaving money on the table, but now they're like legit actually leaving money on the table because their messages have got money in them. So they can't, you know, if someone was thinking, oh, I'm going to delete my business Instagram because I spend too much time with tire kickers in my DMs and too much time creating content and too much money having brand photo shoots done and blah, blah, blah. And then you start making sales through your DMs, you go, okay, well, I'm stuck. So I think it adds to the stickiness, which anything they can do now to add to their stickiness is good. Because they're not they're not as sticky as they used to be. Yeah. Yeah, I know, it's really interesting, I think. Obviously, GDPR's, like, it doesn't really apply to us because we are not European. but obviously, there's a lot of brands that are based in Europe that we would still interact with, and so everyone's kind of come across it. But, like, there's a lot of... Australian marketers who only market in Australia, who probably aren't as across it from a marketing perspective as, you know, they could be. I'm one of them. And so I thought it was really interesting that a brand as big as Google would still not meet the requirements. Like, it's not even new anymore. It was implemented in 2018. So they've had plenty of time to become compliant, and obviously they've been found to not be. So they're saying, nah, we're compliant. Well, I mean, they must have been audited before now. So maybe there's just something that, you know, that they've interpreted different. It's like award judging or anything, you know, like the campaign that I like the best won't be the way that you interpret that it's being yeah. So, you know, like laws are written down and open to interpretation. Because they can, because they're a group. Making them do better. Yep. Yeah, I can't wait to see some of the award winners. I think, you know, last year we had a really great event at Tiny's. It was a bit packed. So this year we've got a bit of a bigger space. So don't worry about being squashed this time. No, it's all done. It's all done. I was a judge and in one category, social media marketing excellence. So I've seen some of the entries in that, and it was really competitive. So I'm excited to see what the rest of the fields look like and celebrate some great marketing. So it should be really fun. No, real scarcity, because I mean basically we wanted to have an event where everybody had the opportunity to ask their question, and so we can't really make it bigger because then you don't get the chance to ask your question. So in the essence of the event, it has to be capped at a certain number of tickets, so if you don't get yours, you will miss out. It's only 60,000 tickets. Get yours now before you miss out. Oh, man. I just couldn't think of anything worse than being cold and wet all weekend. I just feel like, I'd just be like, just kill me. All at the same time. It's weird, isn't it? You know, if you were going to Glastonbury, that would be like totally expected and you'd still have a great time. But I think because we're so spoiled with good weather, we're just like, what is this? Ugh. I know. I mean, it's going to be memorable, right? You go to these things to make memories, and I don't think you're going to forget that in a hurry. So, you know. Not great news. Just working on some planning and strategy. Thanks. Enjoy your meeting. Yep. No, I'll leave that to you. No, that one was so good. And the joyful something. Yeah. Joyful. Well, we make each other laugh, so that's something. Cool. Catch ya. Bye.